My name's Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. Welcome to episode 2. Today's message is practice positive self-talk. Now, a lot of times we can really easily think that we're being positive in our talk, but we just need to maybe tweak or change those words just a little bit to really help us with any sort of manifestation of things that we would want, or, you know, really helping to find the things that we want to bring about in our lives. Word choice is incredibly important. And it's not just about how you talk to yourself, but also in how you talk to others and looking at how that may have an impact on other people. So why do I want to talk about this? What makes me, you know, interested in this subject? Well, many years ago, about 20 years ago, one of my previous employers had all the staff members take a course on positive self-talk. This was so long ago now, but it seems like it's just even more important today. We've gone through a lot in the last just 20, 25 years in this country that we've been, sorry, in the United States, but not just the United States, the world. And looking at all these different changes that we've had, even in just the last few years, and how we're looking at the world around us just a bit differently with all that has gone on with COVID, just changes to environments. There's been a lot more disasters recently, and that can be struggling when you're going through something that's so terrible, to be focusing on the things that are positive. There's a lot of helpers out there. Like Mr. Rogers always said, to look for the helpers. That's certainly something that, you know, has come forth, and we've seen plenty of stories of people helping out others in times of the disasters. But, you know, there's other ways to look at things. So you can say things in two different ways. So let's just take an example here. So you can say, well, don't set yourself up for failure. Another way to say that same thing would be to set yourself up for success. So just that very different tweak to that can be a big difference in both how you feel about yourself, in what you're going to accomplish, your health and wellness. All of this has an impact. So believe in yourself. Make sure that you know that you can do so much in this world. When we put things on us that say, I can't do it, you know, a lot of times I would say, well, can't equals won't. Now, certainly there are, there could be physical limitations, seen or unseen, that are part of that, you know, ability. So it's not just every flat out, everybody says can't, you know, and there are some times where that's actually a physical limitation. You want to take that into consideration, but trying is the important thing. And trying is enough. You're allowed to grow. You're not defined by past mistakes. So think about this. What good do you want to bring into the world? So a lot of positive self-talk can be just in the language. And it also can be, sometimes we look at this in the physical side too. So, you know, look at yourself in the mirror, you know, focus on what you like about yourself. Is it your eyes or your smile or, you know, something else that you are really happy with? Like you've got great arms. So I want you to remember that you are beautiful. So I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. Just let that sink in, just for a minute. I am beautiful. There's always going to be something that we want to change in our world, in our life. The question is, what's holding you back from that? Looking at what is the block can sometimes just be our mindset. So thinking about things in a positive way, well, I can do that. To be honest, I'm here now doing this podcast, but certainly was not something that was like thinking about like, oh, I could do this. It's really, you know, doing the research, putting in the time, looking at all the different options, thinking about planning out what you want to talk about, what you want to do, how it's going to connect to others. So really put on the positive spin in the talk. There's a coffee shop that I drove by this morning, and they had, and it's pretty new in town, and it says, you know, 'tis the season to ditch Starbucks. And I look at that and I think, oh, that's pretty negative. Yeah, I get that you'd love for me to try the coffee at the new coffee shop, but that's not the way that's going to appeal to me. I would much rather see that say, 'tis the season to try something new. That's something that would change for me and would get me in that door. Would make me want to be like, okay, yeah, I'm down for trying new things. But when it's telling me to, you know, throw out something that I actually do enjoy Starbucks, is not posing at that negative life. I get, you know, corporations, but there's just a different way to share the message. It's very simple. A couple words, change it, and could be a very different thing. There are, you know, a lot of times when you want to change the language, right? Change your thing. There are some areas where it might not be appropriate to change everything. So for example, if somebody has an uncertain health issue, like cancer, you can't always just try to turn things around. You just have to be there for them. That's a lot to go through. That's a lot to go on. And I will admit that I made that mistake. I try to be positive about everything. It's not always appropriate. So there's some lessons to be learned in that as well. When you do tend to be on that side. So, you know, just listen, be there for them, do what you can. They're not always going to ask for help in that situation either. So you're going to have to be creative and just do what you can to help and know that, let them know that you care. Another thing that may happen when you're thinking about this positive self-talk, right? It may be that a situation happened in your life and you're like, well, I would really have liked to seen that go differently. There's, you know, I'm going over and over again in my head. You're just kind of replaying it like the movie. But it doesn't change what happened. It doesn't change anything when you're going through that and you're talking yourself through it. But if you're looking at what could I do differently next time? What could I do to improve that situation? What could I do to improve that relationship with that person? Do they understand how I was feeling? Do I understand how they were feeling? You know, this is really key in communications. It's like, have the conversation. Sometimes it's not easy, but people, generally speaking, are not mind readers. So if you can have that conversation, to go forth and say, okay, let's talk this out. You know, I may have thought that we had an understanding that you were going to do XYZ and you thought I was going to do XYZ and we got at a standstill and, you know, and then everybody's frustrated. Communication can help work that out. And then not having to go back and say, okay, this is the situation. This is the scenario, right? So have those conversations, even if they're a little bit difficult, so that you can move past them in your life so that you can establish another part of the relationship, whether it's with a partner, whether it's with your coworker, or whether it's with your kids, you know, or other family members. So just be open to having that and realizing that people may be in different spaces with how they are approaching a situation. So earlier today, my husband reminded me of a little saying that it's pretty Freudian in nature, but about what you don't like about someone else is what you don't like about yourself. And I remember reading that a very long time ago and being like, oh my gosh, that's pretty deep. Taking a look at that and just kind of thinking about like, just pressing a pause on why is this making me upset or angry? Why is this making me feel this way? And then talking yourself through it into how can I grow from this situation? How can I look forward to the things that this is pointing me to better myself or better the situation or better the world? So to keep that into consideration too. All right. So also there are times in life, okay, that it's going to happen. That thing that you really wanted, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in the way that you really wanted it to. And so this is really an opportunity. So failure is an opportunity for growth and for innovation. So really utilize that opportunity. Learn from what happened. Okay, well, maybe we got to switch it up and do something else. Maybe I've got to try a different angle, or maybe I missed the mark on those keywords or categories for my book. didn't sell as well as I wanted it to. Maybe there's other lessons that I can learn so that the next time around, it's better. So keep an eye out on what are those things that if it didn't work out in the way that you wanted or thought, put that high expectation on yourself. A lot of times we can really put high expectations on ourselves. And when we do that, we also can put high expectations on other people. And it's really hard for people to live up to those expectations. So I want you to think about the language that you're using in that situation as well, and give yourself and others a bit of grace. I'm going to say it again. Give yourself and others a bit of grace. It's so important. You know, a lot of people, you know, you're working very hard and you really want everybody else to work as hard as you do. And there may be other things that are going on that you're not aware of that are their responsibilities that, you know, so the more that you can take an understanding of where they're coming from, the easier it will be to establish a better working relationship. So as you're going through, and if you're feeling a bit of a negative pattern, you know, press pause and start to ask yourself, do I really believe this about myself? Do I really believe I have these limitations? Is this how I want to see myself? Start to visualize a little bit more about where you want to be. So last week we had information about the vision board and kind of looking forward to setting up things in the future. You know, if you start to do that in your language as well, putting those positive spins on that, getting to where you want to be, that can be really helpful to just working through some of these things. You know, maybe I didn't achieve all that I wanted to this weekend. I put a lot on myself that I wanted to do. But the things that I did do are going to really help me with that growth. So looking at the stepping stones as opposed to the big end picture, and look forward to, you know, the ultimate achievement of your goals, but also acknowledge the small accomplishments along the way. Those are so important. It's not just the big end goal. It's a lot of the steps along the way that are important. So stay true to yourself and ask for help when you need it, right? Sometimes, you know, you just kind of can't get out of this negative cycle. You know, find a therapist, talk to a therapist, or just ask some friends to help you reframe your thoughts. You know, like, how can I look at this in a different way to maybe help me get out of this rut? One of the things that I have found over my entire life that is really helpful is music. So going way back to high school, when I would ride the bus to high school, I would always listen to, I'm going to date myself here, sorry, a little bit. But I would always listen to Today by the Smashing Pumpkins, because in those lyrics, it says, "Today is the greatest day I've ever known." And if I was setting myself up for that to be my success. Now, was high school all that successful for me? Not really. But it was successful enough. But me having my, you know, a good attitude about things and enjoying the people who I was around maybe overshadowed the fact that maybe I didn't like such and such a class. So, you know, looking at those kinds of things. And I tried to pass this on to my kids a little bit. So there are some other songs that came up too. So, you know, my daughter, when she was very little, she really liked I've Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. And so that's the lyrics in that are saying, like, tonight's going to be a good night. And my son, one of his songs that he really liked was This Is the Best Day of My Life by American Authors. So, you know, and then this is going to be the best day of my life. So what I've done, and I'll send the link out, is that I've created a Spotify playlist that has a lot of positive songs on it. So it'll be available and everybody can take a listen to it. And so if you are having some of those times where you're feeling down and need a little pick me up and, you know, want to focus on some really positive songs, you can take a listen to that playlist. And so, you know, right now, focus on the things that are going to be positive in your life. Practice that positive self-talk. Work out changing some of the way that you may phrase some things in your world. And so that's going to be it for today. So the message is, practice positive self-talk. And remember, this message is for you. Thank you very much. I wish you lots of love, peace, happiness, and good health.